corner of the building here.
Yeah.
And we attach pipe to that meter, and the pipe, it's piped all through the house.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi.
Is that out of school?
Mine.
How is he? He's 9 years old.
The place where you get water from out in the yard, you know, you hook a hose up.
Yeah, we got a hose, like I got a hose hooked on the front here for the front yard, and I got a hose hooked on the back for the backyard for the horses and
whatever. Yeah, to the what? You got it hooked up to the, you call that?
That's a faucet coming out the ground. Got a pipe coming out the ground, you put a faucet on the end of it, and you attach the hose to the faucet.
Okay. A long time ago, you just had a cistern or something.
Oh, that's all. That's all good.
What would be in the bottom of the cistern?
A pipe. You have a pipe in there and a faucet on the end of the pipe. You just over there with a little gravity. You know, just through the water.
Yeah.
And you could, you have to have your cistern as high as your house, or a little bit higher. So you'd have, you know, water coming in.
But, Ambrose, wouldn't all the dirt settle down at the bottom of the cistern?
Well, you'd have, it would have timed, and wood is not as like a wooden cistern is like a tank, rust is setting. But in a cistern, the only thing you have is an algae, they call it that. It's a sort of a green kind of slime stuff that would collect on the bottom of the thing. But then, the old time is good, that grass, some type of grass, would purify the water. But they'd wait, you know, a few years before. Ever so often when we had a drought, while the old time, they would get together, get in the cistern, and clean it up.
Yeah.
Clean up, because you always had a wooden plug on the bottom of that cistern. All you do is pull the plug out, clean the cistern out.
Oh.
And you plug it back, and then if it was too much of a drought, you had to take some of them regular gunny sacks and cut them up and put all around the cistern so the sun wouldn't make the cypress tighten up too much. Then you got too many cracks in the cistern. It wouldn't hold the water. So you had to have something to shade so it wouldn't open up too fast.
Yeah. Okay, does it ever get cold enough here for the pipes, the water pipes?
Oh, yeah. You've got, man, it's a break.
Yeah.
You don't drain your line, the pipes will break. Not that often. You don't get that much of a cold weather, but it happened here 1 year. And all the pipes broke. Nobody didn't think it was going to be that cold, you know, left the water in the line. All I got to do, like on my line, I got to shut the faucet off down here on the ground and just pull it out. And all this drains down, and there's nothing in the line.
Hey, that's right, because you got... You know,
I'm high, you see?
Yeah.
It'll flow down and on the ground. So the pipes. But a lot of times what we do too is we insulate our pipes. We'll wrap some kind of cloth around. Now today you have the plastic paper, like you call it. You get that by the road, and you put plastic paper all around your pipes. And it'll keep it from freezing.
Okay. Did you ever see... Alright, I want to ask you about the old time ways things would come into the island. Did you ever see them bring molasses in here? What would it come in? Did you ever buy molasses?
No, I never did. What? What they would get here, like I said, years ago, they had sugarcane fields, plantations. They planted sugarcane on Grand Island years and years ago. Well, they would get all that syrup and everything out of the sugarcane. They processed their own, whichever processing way they used. That was way before my time when the sugar plantations were down here. But they get everything here from... People got the food out of the soil here, most of that. Most of that food was, you know, except what this you couldn't get out of growing it, you know, or processing it.
Okay.
They'd buy, that's all.
Alright. Now those things that you would put in a barrel, you know, when you wanted to, say you had to fit something into the barrel, into a narrow mouth barrel, they'd be round and they'd get kind of small at the end, you know, and you use it to pour a liquid down into that, that'd be called a...
I've never seen any in that time. It was always round, but at the same circumference on the bottom as on the top. In other words, if it's a 15-inch barrel on the top, it would, the bottom it would be 15 inches. Even though it would be maybe 18 inches in the middle, it would kind of do this, you know, and get back to the same size on the bottom as it is on the top.
Did you ever see a barrel that would have just a little hole in it and you get something down in there?
No, I've never seen one like that.
Oh, okay.
I've seen it.
Top off.
Yeah, I've seen something like you're talking about.